earthly families is to teach us stuff, to educate us, to develop us. And some of the lessons that we should learn within our own families are unconditional love. We should learn that first in our families, because our parents should model that to us. And as you know, when we celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day, we teach here that there are various types of fathers and various types of mothers. We have identified that there must be at least seven types of mother and father. You know, you have a natural mother, you have maybe a stepmother, maybe you have a foster mother, maybe you have a mother-in-law, maybe you have a grandmother. Any others? Maybe you have a stepmother, an adoptive mother, and you have community mothers as well, people that mother people in the community. And the same thing for father. So it's wonderful that none of us have just one mother and just one father. And there are people running around. There are people that actually call me dad. I don't feel old enough for them to be calling me dad, but they're still calling me dad. Okay, because they feel that my relationship towards them is that of a father. And there are people that I call mum and mother because I sense that they are a motherly figure to me and a motherly figure in the church. And so it's been quite a tradition for years that in churches, senior people may be referred to as mother so on and father so on, okay, just to kind of pay respect to them. But we learn these skills within our families, unconditional love. We learn self-sacrifice. We learn selflessness. We learn loyalty. And we learn togetherness. In the family of God, we learn that we are loved. We learn how to love others. And we learn how to serve both God and how to serve people. These are the values that we promote. These are the values that we exalt, that we think are worthy. And so today, as we recognize this child, we're also going to be thinking about those values that we want to see, that we want to sow into them. And we're going to do that as a family. The Bible tells us that God is the one who made all things, and all things are for his glory. He wanted to have many children share his glory. So he made the one who leads people to salvation perfect through his suffering. God wanted to have a huge family. You think you want to have a large family? Not as much as God. God wants to have a huge family, and he wants you to be included in his family. See how much our Father loves us, for he calls us children. God calls you a child of God. That is what you are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that they are God's children because they don't know him. So to be alienated from God is to not know God, is to not appreciate who God is. And I was once like that. I wasn't sure that there was a God. I didn't know who God was. I didn't have a personal relationship with God. But at the age of early 20s, I decided to give my life to Jesus, and I came into the family of God, and I got to know God personally. And people say to me, well, how can you prove that there's a God? Well, I don't need to prove that there's a God, because my relationship with God is relational. It's not something I prove. It's not something I just believe in. It's an interaction. It's a daily relationship that I have when I sense him talking to me and I speak back to him, not always audibly, sometimes in my mind, but I believe and I feel that there's an interaction that's going on between us that's lasted over 30 years, unless I'm crazy, unless I'm mad. And that relationship has yielded so much fruit. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much. Do you remember that old song? You can't make me doubt him. I know too much. Be happy with those who are happy and be sad with those who are sad. As family members, we identify with one another and we sense what you are going through, and we stand with you in your pain. We stand with you in your crisis, and we stand with you through life. Why? Because we are family members. And Jesus says, yeah, I'm the vine and you are the branches, and those who remain in me and I in them, they will produce much fruit, and apart from me, you can do nothing. So many of us will testify that since we've given our lives to God, our lives have become so much more fruitful. Our lives produce so much more fruit because of the relationship that we have with him. for you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Faith in Christ Jesus is not just, you know, faith, but faith in Christ Jesus brings us into a relationship with God, into intimacy with God. God takes pleasure in his family. He takes pleasure in his family. Ephesians 1:5 tells us that God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family, to bring us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. I'm adopted into God's family. Amen? Along with all my other brothers and sisters, some of them come from different cultures, different skin colors, different nationalities, but we've all been adopted into the family of God. God is the most wonderful adoptive father. Amen? We're all family members, one of another, in his family. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word, and we, out of all creation, become his prized possession. Isn't it wonderful to know that we are God's prized possession? We are the apple of his eye. He loves us with an everlasting love. And I tell you, when a child knows that, when a child understands that, as do our children in Children's Church and our youth, when they understand that God loves them, it just boosts that child's self-esteem. It makes them feel so much better about life. I often look at children, as I've looked at the one we're going to bless this morning, when I see them smiling and happy and jolly, and I go up to them and I try to get their attention and they're communicating with me. Yesterday I was at a wedding and I saw a child, a newly born, part of our extended church family, and I could tell that the child was so content, so happy, and the child was communicating with me, and I said to the dad, he's already speaking, he just can't form the words, but he's already speaking to you, and he's speaking to me through his eyes, through his body language, and he was saying stuff to us. We didn't understand exactly what he was saying, but we could tell by the body language the kind of sentiment that he was echoing to us. And when we come into the family of God, it boosts our self-esteem. It makes us feel very content in who we are. And it gives us the power to love others as well. All praise to God, Peter says, the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again. Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, now we live with great expectation. Praise be to God that we are born again. And last week we saw six people who said, I know I've been born, I know I'm in a family already, but I want to be born again and I want to be adopted by God and I want to enter into God's family. This must be one of the few families that, you know, millions upon millions of people around the world have said, you know what, I don't mind staying in my family, but I also want to be a part of God's family. And I want God to adopt me. And Lord, I want you to be my father, and I want to be your son. I want to be your daughter. And you know, that's something that you can do today. You can elect to be adopted by God today, simply by asking him into your heart. Now, you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. This is what the Bible teaches. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. And that means that we have a great inheritance, that we share the things that God has. At this time, at this same God, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. So everything that God has stored up in heaven and in earth, he says that we are inheritors of all of that. We receive his love, we receive his peace, we receive his provision, we receive his protection, we receive his wisdom. And so today, as we pray for this child, all the things that we're going to pray over her dear life, God has said, you can have all these things. They're your gift, my gift to you. I pray that your heart will be flooded with light, says Paul, so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Wonderful. My last passage. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead in our sins, he gave us life when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. There's no work that we've done, but it's by God's grace that we can enter into this family. So let us come boldly. Let us come in celebration. Let us know that we are included in the elect and that we are a part of God's family.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope it blessed you. And if it did, please like, comment, and subscribe for more videos from Micah. And don't forget to click the notification bell to see when they're uploaded. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you in the next one.